The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Emerald Coast Coins.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world.
Oh my goodness.
I'm telling you, that is the next Meow Mix commercial.
Totally.
I need to rock that out. All right. Pensacola Expert Panel, News Radio Pensacola. It's 10:07 on a beautiful...
B-E-A-utiful
day here. Yes. A Thursday. Thankful Thursday. What are you thankful for this morning?
Oh, gosh. My family. I'm always thankful for my family. Mm-hmm. My family rocks.
Very nice. Very nice. Yeah. So what's been going on with the fam? What's going on now?
Oh, rocking and rolling. Getting ready for our Disney trip.
We're
going to Disney.
Right.
Yep, that's
right.
It. We're going to Disney. We'll be closing the store next Friday. It's a rare time when we get Dad to close the store down for a day.
I know. So he's going with you, huh?
He's going with us. This is the second year in a row I've gotten Dad to go to Disney. Things are moving up in the world.
Wow.
I know, right? Yeah. I'm so excited.
Very cool. Very cool. Me and my wife, Caitlin, we have decided that we are going to start a little savings account, and we're going to save up, and we're going to go, and we're going to see all of the Star Wars world.
So excited for you.
She wants to go to Animal Kingdom.
Yes, it's so I love them all.
We're gonna hit those two things. Yeah. So
yes.
What are the knickknacks and the little souvenirs? Are they super expensive there?
Depends on what you want to do. Like I tell, if you can afford it, I feel like you should always build a lightsaber. You should build a lightsaber. That's one of the most expensive things to do.
Build a lightsaber?
You can build a lightsaber.
Okay, explain.
So you go into Savi's place and you build a lightsaber. You get to pick out like your hilt and everything.
Wow.
You get to pick out your kyber crystal, and it takes about 20 minutes, but it's very expensive.
Okay.
It is not for the faint of heart.
Okay.
My son bought me my lightsaber, and it was over $200. Okay.
Oh.
So I'm not, but it's heavy. It's metal. It's heavy. It makes all the sounds.
Nice.
Worth every single penny. Mm. I'm telling you, for the true Star Wars fan, it's 1,000,000% worth it.
And if you ever encounter Darth Vader in a dark alley, it could save your life.
Totally save your life.
Yes. I'm talking with Stephanie Dotson from Emerald Coast Coins. I don't know if I've even mentioned that.
We went straight to Star Wars and Disney,
yes.
But yeah, we do coins and we have, we might have some Star Wars coins in the store right now, actually. Darth Vader ones.
Mm. Darth Vader coins.
Yes.
That'd be great. That'd be a great gift.
They are.
And maybe people will start collecting lightsabers, and you maybe see a few of those come through the shop.
You might see some of those.
That would be very, very cool. but mainly, Emerald Coast Coins, you do coins and jewelry and collectibles.
Yeah, we take in people's unwanted and broken jewelry that they don't want anymore. You have to get there. We reiterate this all the time. You need to get there before 4 o'clock.
Yes.
4 o'clock's the cutoff. Way before four, if you're going to try and bring in a bag full of stuff. You know, it takes a lot to sort through this stuff, to test it. We have to do paperwork for the police department. It is very important that you get there before 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Especially if we have, you know, more than one person come in. We have to type in, you know, every piece of jewelry that comes in into the, it's called Leads Online. It's a database for, it's not just our local police department. This is
nationwide?
A nationwide database. So this is a database, and we have to type in, you know, everything. We type in the weight of the jewelry, the carat of the jewelry. We describe the jewelry for them, and so it's tedious work.
Right.
And that's why we have to put a stopping point on it, because when somebody brings in, like, you know, 15, 20 pieces of jewelry, it takes a lot. When we have four people in a row that come in and do that, it backs us up.
Yeah. But you have the tools and the talent to be able to figure out what it is exactly and what it's made of, right?
Definitely. We have pretty much everything we need. And before long, we're working on getting, we have a diamond tester. We're working on getting a better diamond tester, because now out there in the world, and you've seen it talked about, not just, you know, probably on Facebook or whatever, there's diamonds, there's moissanites, there are man-made diamonds, lab-created diamonds, that's what they're called. And they're so good. The typical diamond testers can't tell the difference.
Wow.
So we're working on getting one of those diamond testers that can tell the difference between a real diamond and a lab-created diamond.
Wow. So, big difference in price there, I bet.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I was just always thinking one day that somebody is going to be digging something somewhere, and they're just going to find the hugest, you know, trove of just diamonds everywhere, and it's, all the diamond prices are going to go down.
So, honestly, diamond prices are not that big compared to gold and silver when right. you look at it. Diamond prices are not as high as you would think they are when you go into a jewelry store. Yeah, they're great and big and exuberant. The reality of it is they're not as high on the wholesale side or on our side.
Right.
They're really low right now. Hopefully they'll come back up eventually, but you know, a $10,000 ring on a retail side is going to be, you know, 10 to 15% of that on our side of the market. And that's, it's hurtful. And I tell people that all the time, definitely try and sell it to a person, not to me.
Right.
I'm like last case, you know, come to me last. If you need to get rid of it, you know, we'll do what we can for you, but
right.
person to person is always best.
And it's not a pawn situation. You guys aren't a pawn shop.
I'm not a pawn shop. Once you sell it to me, it's
yours.
It's mine.
You're keeping it.
That's it.
you're taking it home. EmeraldCoastCoins.com. Check them out on Facebook. They're down at 1811 Creighton Road. Go by and check out the shop. If you've got some stuff for them to look at, get there before 4 p.m. Get there as early as you can. Go by right after lunch if you can. I got Stephanie Dodson in the studio from Emerald Coast Coins. Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah.
We always have a lot of fun talking about just random things that we'll, you know, squirrel, you know, and we're gone.
Oh, gosh,
you know.
We're great squirreling.
Great squirrel hunters around here on News Radio Pensacola, 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. If you have any pictures, we love pictures.
We do love pictures.
Yes,
yeah,
send us pictures of stuff that you might have. If you've got some old coins, if somebody's told you that something is very valuable, send us in a picture, and we'll destroy your hopes and dreams right here.
I'm great at that, as everybody tells me in the store, like, all the time. I'm the dream crusher.
Right. Gold and silver, we've been talking about this every show.
Every show,
it's nutty, right?
It keeps going up, and I mean, you know, and silver is not like at its historic high, but it's higher than it's been in a while. It's at $29, so that's still pretty good.
Nice.
I still, when people come in and are, you know, like, well, should I buy gold? Should I buy silver? I like silver. It's easier to purchase for the everyday person. It's easier to purchase and get. So I'm the silver person. I always am like, let's buy silver. Gold's at, you know, it's $2,375.
Wow.
It's a little bit harder to obtain, but there are some people who prefer gold. So, you know, I talk to them about the gold and what they think they might like better, what they want to obtain with it. So, you know, we can talk about it all. And I, you know, I give my opinions on everything because that's what I'm there to do, is educate.
Right.
But, you know, this is a road that, you know, and I've told people this before too, this is a road I've been down before when we first opened the store over 20 years ago. And it's not new. You know, we're not having people, you know, sitting for hours waiting to purchase or sell things like we were back in 2009 and 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as crazy for us as it was back then, but it's still fun.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Gold's higher than it's ever been.
That's,
but not silver. But like, this is, it's just a fun ride.
Right.
This is a fun ride.
It is.
And we enjoy every moment of it. Our customers are so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I like listening to everybody's theories on why everything is the way it is. So we just go with it.
Yeah. What is the biggest like scam or misconception going around where people think, oh, I've got one of these, I'm rich, but it's not actually what they've heard?
I think some of the biggest things I hear are like with the pennies, the L is touching the rim of the penny, and it's just a worn penny usually. I'm like, it's just a worn penny. The mint mark is missing on the coins, and you know, the coins before, and I'm going to forget the year, of course, off the top of my head. Before a certain year, the coins didn't have the P for Philadelphia on them. So, of course, the mint mark was missing. There's no P for Philadelphia.
Right.
And I'm like, well, it wasn't supposed to be there. And if they looked further into some of the YouTube channels they were watching, they would hear that, like, well, it was a proof coin that didn't have the mint mark, and that's why. And proof coins look different than the coins we find in our change. So, but the YouTube channels would always go into all that, and they're getting paid for you to just listen.
Right. They want you to click on that story.
That's it.
And they get paid per click. That's how it works. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any questions. If you have any pictures, please send them. You can text them to 437-1620, and we'll see it right here on our screens. We'll tell you what you have.
We will.
Yes, definitely. 1811 Creighton Road. Get down there, check out the shop. go by and see Duncan. How's Duncan doing?
He's wonderful.
He's the shop dog.
He is the shop dog now, and he loves every moment of it. He sees somebody come in, especially if they have littles, and he runs to the front so he can be like, pet me and love me and make me your dog.
Right.
Not really. He loves mom, but, you know, for the moment. He will accept it.
Yeah. I need that that bumper sticker that says, tell your dog I said hi.
Yes, yeah. I am seeing them everywhere. I was thinking that the other day, too.
Yes. Frisky Friday tomorrow, so don't miss that. We usually have our animal shelters in here on the show.
Yes.
So lots of great work being done by those folks.
We
controlling
love
the pet
them.
Population.
Yes.
Yes, definitely. So support
them. We donate a lot to them.
Oh, very nice.
Yes.
Some coin shows coming up. You guys may not necessarily be going, but some stuff that maybe people could get into.
Definitely. There's going to be actually two coin shows this weekend. One's over in Biloxi, at the Biloxi Coast Coliseum, I think. And one's in Dufuniac, and I don't know where at exactly in Dufuniac, but so this weekend, you can go either way. You're going to hit a coin show.
Oh, okay.
So
East
that's
or West?
Fun. Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be super fun. Be careful of the weather, obviously, because I think it's... supposed to be raining, but you know, people head over to Biloxi right now. What's going on?
Very nice.
Right now.
Very nice.
So you can go hit the coin show and then go hit the casino.
Exactly. Yeah.
Hello.
So you can buy or sell at these shows?
Yes, you can buy or sell at these shows. If you've never been to one, they're so much fun. The Biloxi show I know has been going on for so many years. So many years. So it's gonna be today, tomorrow, and Saturday for the Biloxi show. And I don't know, I think the Dufuniac show is Saturday for sure. I don't know when it starts, but I know it's going to be on Saturday for sure. But you can buy or sell at these shows, and there's always going to be a good handful of there's going to always going to be a good handful of dealers there.
Somebody just texted.
I saw it. That's why I got sidetracked.
Yeah. Clint texted in. I did see. I've seen this sticker too. Tell your cat I said. Pss, pss, pss.
it just threw me off.
Yeah.
But there's going to be a good handful of dealers there, and they're great, especially if you're just getting into coin collecting or you're trying to get your kids into coin collecting. There's always good information there and lots of different coins.
Very nice.
If you're looking for something specific, those are usually really good places to go and find stuff too. So it's a lot of fun.
Maybe I'm weird, but when I call a cat, I always go like that.
Yeah,
I don't I don't go pss, 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 pss.
I do,
but,
too.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe they like when I guess maybe when I'm playing with them, you know, like if I've got like a feather on a string or something, you know, I'm just like. Psh, 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 psh.
I'm allergic to cats, so I don't play with them too often,
oh,
but yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, you're a dog person.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm a cat person. I love them, but I'm just allergic to
them. Right, exactly. And
and
they know that about you, and that's why they want to be
all
around you.
All up in my
face. Yep, all up in your face. So. 437-1620. Let us know if you have any pictures, questions about something you might have up in the attic. You think maybe this is valuable.
Yeah.
I don't know. Go to emeraldcoastcoins.com.
That old flatware, you know, we get that in a lot, too. If it says sterling on the back,
right.
I mean, we buy that. That means it's silver.
Are those faked at all, or is that usually once you see that sterling mark?
Once you see that sterling for the flatware especially, it's pretty clear that it's not fake. Now, for jewelry, you know, it's hit or miss. You know, just because it's marked sterling or marked 14 karat or 18 karat, that does not necessarily mean that that's what it is, because they can fake jewelry as long as the date is. We get... example, I've had, it's been coming up again. These people are coming in with these big old rings that say 18 karat. They're like, I was at the gas station.
No,
yes,
not the gas station.
The gas station. And this person said that they just needed $40 to get home. And they were iced out with all this jewelry on, but they were going to sell me this ring for $40. But they could get it. I could get a lot more if I took it to the pawn shop. And it's 18 karat gold. So I said, okay. So I gave them $40. And I'm like, okay, well, it's brass. They're like, well, how do you know? And I'm like, because I have a drawer full of them.
Right. I've been to that gas station.
And they're all brass.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad.
So I'm like, if it seems too good to be true, it usually is.
Yep. Just like those JBL speakers I bought off that guy at the CEFCO. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I get home and they don't work.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. But
like if they're driving a Mercedes or a BMW or an Audi and they have all this jewelry on and they're trying to sell you an 18 karat gold ring for $40, so you could turn around and make a quick buck, don't fall for it.
Right. If there's
I know you have a good heart, and it's great that people have such good hearts out there, but they're getting one over for you for $40, and they're probably going home with like thousands of dollars.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, if the guy's trying to sell you a ring and they're all blinged out, then that's the first clue. It's like
it should be the first clue.
Yes. foreign currency. Do you buy and sell foreign currency?
So yes, let's bring that up too, because we've been getting a lot of calls about foreign exchange. We buy foreign currency. Most of the foreign currency that we see nowadays, they don't use anymore. So we buy it and sell it for collectors. So people like it because it's pretty, it's nostalgia, whatever the case may be. Not exchangeable.
Okay.
Not exchangeable. Now, is there stuff that's still exchangeable? Yeah, euros, obviously. Mm-hmm. I think there's some yen and stuff like that that's exchangeable. We can buy that back of exchange rate, but we can't pay full exchange rate for it because the people that we can turn around and sell it to don't give us exchange rate for it. You can take it to a bank, you know, if it's exchangeable, but you have to have a certain amount for it to be exchanged. And they still, you know, I think banks still charge you. I've never had enough to exchange.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably do.
Because, you know, Stephanie hasn't traveled overseas.
Right. Yeah, I haven't done it in a very, very long time.
Also, if you go to Epcot and you have exchangeable stuff, they exchange it.
They do it there. Oh, that's very cool. Good to know.
Yeah.
You'll be there next Friday.
I will. I don't think I have any exchangeable stuff, but yes.
Right. Yes. jewelry, watches, coins, currency. What about bullion? What about the big, big bulk of bullion? You guys have those?
We do. I think we
that's
have a 100.
Be fun.
So much fun. We have a 100-ounce bar in the store right now, which is pretty cool.
Ounce. Wow. How heavy is that?
You would ask me. Well, I know a kilo silver bar weighs 2 pounds, so a 100-ounce bar weighs more than that.
Okay.
And a kilo is 32.15 ounces.
Okay. Pie, right? Or no, that's different. That's something different. Yeah.
You and me are the same, exactly.
Right. Numbers. I don't know. Exactly. Numbers and letters, they're both very, very confusing to me. all right. So we've been talking about gold and how just through the roof it is. It's just been one of these things, and I hope it keeps going up. That's
me
great.
Too.
Yeah. Especially people who have like 401ks, you know, steeped in gold.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're loving this. So
I'm sure they are.
If you have some gold coins, or if you have some what you think is silver coins or old coins, and they've been sitting around and laying around for a while, and they've got some funk developing on them, should you try to clean those before you come in?
Never try to clean a coin ever.
Why is that?
It could devalue it immensely. If it's got gunk on it, so I should back that up a little bit. You should never try to clean a coin, however.
Wipe it off if it has some dirt or something on it.
Nope.
No?
You can use acetone like you get at like Home Depot. For like the silver and gold, acetone will take the debris off of it without harming the integrity of the coin.
Okay.
You still got to be careful with acetone overall because, you know, acetone is very, like if it got on like linoleum or something, it's going to mess up your linoleum. But
oh, wow.
If people still have linoleum, I don't know.
I do.
Yeah.
And it is bowing up. It's
see,
all
you know what
up.
I mean then?
Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, you can put it in the acetone and the acetone will get the debris off without harming it. And then you just rinse it off with water and pat it dry. Don't rub it dry.
Okay.
But that'll get the dirt, like dirt off of it. But other than that, don't clean the coin. You can bring it in just as it is. I don't mind if it's dirty. I'd rather it be that way because you could take what could potentially be, you know, thousands of dollar coin and make it, you know, $100 or a $50 coin.
Wow.
And I'd rather it be thousands of dollars and dirty.
Just by getting rid of the patina.
That's it. I'd rather it be thousands of dollars and dirty.
Wow. Definitely. Which coins contain silver and elements that might be more more expensive? What kind of coins are we looking for here?
We're always looking for, you know, when we're looking for silver coins, like in our change in general, we're looking for anything 1964 and earlier. People don't realize that some nickels had silver in them, and that was the nickels 1942 to 1945. So those are the only nickels, and we can still find those a lot, I think, in our change if we looked, because you don't realize that those had silver in them. I don't know. There's going to not be a whole bunch of stuff like out there, I don't think, in the world. Because when things went crazy back in 2008, 9, 10, everybody did roll hunting. So a lot of it, I think, got pulled out then. I'm not, but I'll never say never.
Yeah.
My brother got a wheat penny in his change the other day.
Really?
Jealous.
Very nice.
I had another customer who got a mercury dime in their change the other day.
Mercury dime.
Which is before the Roosevelt dimes, like what we have now.
Okay.
So a silver dime. jealous also. So that was like 1940s.
Wow.
Silver dime.
Very nice. Just showed up.
Just showed up. Yeah. So, like, you know, always check your change. I like my kids even check their change.
Wow.
So it can still happen because people just, you know, they just spend their money and don't pay attention.
Yeah. It's like when I was a kid, I would check every baseball card pack no matter what. I would just always have to check every card just to make sure there was something, you know, something hanging out in there that was going to be worth something.
Like what? Because what if you miss out?
Exactly. What if you threw away a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card and you just didn't know it?
Autograph card.
Ooh, an autograph card. Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, that was like, it was Frank Thomas and Ken Griffey Jr. Yep. I think were the big rookie cards. If you had those, you're like, wow,
you were
you got
in
some
it.
Money. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And just like baseball cards, you guys have like a magazine or a publication, right? That shows you values of stuff.
We do. For us, it's called the Gray Sheet. I had a moment there too, but
it's an exciting name.
It is. And, and it's only for like dealers and stuff. So it's an expensive thing that comes out like every month for us.
Okay.
And so we can check the prices and everything and tell people like what we buy or sell things for. That's what we personally use.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not sure the prices, we have other dealers we look out to. And, you know, we have a dealer community that we're like, hey, like this is what we're looking at. Let's go from there.
And people were reaching out, want to know about the coins. Yeah, we were saying 64 and before.
Oh, yeah, 64 and earlier for quarters and dimes and half dollars, mm-hmm. Which I know a lot of us don't get half dollars in our change. For, you know, pennies, wheat pennies are going to be 1958 and earlier. And they're not very, wheat pennies are not very expensive. They're about a penny and a half to 2 cents a piece, but, you know, you're basically doubling your money.
Yeah, exactly.
So... and for nickels, it'd be 1942 through 1945. So it'll be odd to get an old nickel, but I will never say never because my husband and my boys always find that stuff and I never do.
All right. So somebody just texted in. So if I bring a shoebox half full of old coins, this is like one of those challenge questions. So you mean to tell me, is there a cost for you to tell them what those coins are worth?
No, there's no cost to go through a shoebox full of coins.
Maybe organize them into groups, maybe? Make it easier?
If you want to organize them, like, I usually, depending on how busy we are, it doesn't take me or my, you know, it doesn't usually take us that long to go through things. But like, if you want to separate your pennies, half dollars, quarters, and stuff, like, I can usually bang through stuff pretty quickly.
Yes.
Like, as if it's not worth anything, I'm just going to push them aside and be like, you can spend this and you can spend that, and this is how much this is worth.
Right. I love that you can see the text messages on your screen because when you pull the text messages up, you can see their text history.
Yeah.
And so like this yesterday or the other day, I was asking about their favorite 80s movies. So he was like, Weekend at Bernie's. So you see the text question that you have to answer. And then right above it, you just see Weekend at Bernie's. It's very distracting.
You're welcome.
Yes, that's what we have to deal with here at the station. Mel, we love our texts. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening today.
Yes.
I've had Stephanie Dotson in the studio. Thank you so much for coming in and talking. I mean, it's so much fun. Yes, EmeraldCoastCoins.com. Check them out on the Facebooks.
Yes.
1811 Creighton Road is where the shop is located. Go by and see Duncan and hang out with the fam before they head off to Disney World. Yes. So, Stephanie, thank you so much.
Thank
you. Go out and enjoy this beautiful day. I know you're working hard today.
I'm going to enjoy it on my way back to work.
Yes, and grab a, what was the drink you got?
Some kind of refresher from the Starbucks.
Yes, they have the spicy refreshers. The boba refresher, yes. All right, we'll be right back.